Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional. Following the basic prayer structure in the Book of Common Prayer on page 136, and taking the psalm and the readings appointed for today from the Church of Ireland directory. A moment of silence as we draw close to God. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praises. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 146. And I will read verses 1 to 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord, who remains faithful forever. The canticle for today's service is the canticle found on page 123, the Song of the Threes. Blessed the Lord, all created things. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts. Bless the Lord, you waters above the heavens. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, sun and moon. Bless the Lord, you stars of heaven. Bless the Lord, all rain and dew. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all winds that blow. Bless the Lord, you fire and heat. Bless the Lord, scorching wind and bitter cold. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The reading appointed for today's service is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Peter heals the crippled beggar. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from him. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in this place called Solomon's Colonnade. Following our reading, we have the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. The Lord has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through the holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of those who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. For Tuesday's prayers, we look at the incarnate life of Christ, revelation and human knowledge. God, our Father, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our life on earth, to grow in wisdom, to toil with his hands, and to make known the ways of your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus walked this earth and lived a life like us. Help us to learn from his example and to follow in his ways. We pray for the community, for those who work, particularly those who work in essential services, helping others in difficult times. We pray for the unemployed and those who've lost their jobs as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, those who worry about how they might pay the bills. We pray for those in education, and we think of the staff and pupils of Kill of the Grange National School, and we ask you to bless them. We think of those who work in research, particularly those who are trying to find a vaccination or a treatment or a cure for COVID-19. We pray for those who maintain the life of the community. God, our Father, we give you thanks for Christ's revelation of yourself, for his care for his people, and for his joy in obedience and following your plan for his life. We thank you for the value he gave to human labour and the strength that he promised to us for your service. We thank you for the call he gave us to follow in his way. We ask you to be faithful. Help us to be faithful to that call. We thank you for all opportunities of work and of leisure, and particularly for this lovely weather we're having at the moment to enjoy time outside. We thank you for all the truth that we have learned and all the discoveries we have made. Give us deeper reverence for the truth and such wisdom in the use of knowledge, that your kingdom may be advanced and your name glorified, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In a moment of silence, we bring to God our own prayers and petitions, and people known to us who are in need of prayer. Eyes of Jesus look upon them. Hands of Jesus hold them. Arms of Jesus enfold them. Feet of Jesus guide them. Heart of Jesus pour your love upon them. The General Collect. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, this day and always. Amen.